Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. Hey, do you need to buy something?
And my name is Pauline. Let's go shopping together. Today's topic is shopping.
And the title of our lesson is Shop Till You Drop. Shop Till You Drop. So yesterday we learned that Tina is worried about not having many things in her apartment.
Right. She told James about that. Then he asked Susie to take Tina shopping. Tina is lucky to have such nice coworkers.
Yes, she is. And today we are lucky to have Pauline. She will help us with our Read It today.
Tina and Susie are going to shop till they drop. Tina needed a lot of things. Now she has lots of shopping bags. Susie can carry them for her. She still needs a microwave and some knives and spoons. At the Jungle Cafe, Tina and Susie can finally rest in some comfortable chairs. But who will order their coffees? Nobody wants to stand up.
So, do you like to go shopping, Pauline?
Not really, although it is a lot more fun if I can go with a friend, or if there is a really good sale happening at a store. Then I enjoy shopping. I don't like spending a lot of money on things, though. What about you, Peter?
Well, usually only when I need something. That's when I go shopping, and I try to look for a sale. Well, I'm sure we'll talk more about this today, but first, let's go to Christina. She has the keywords for us right now.
Hello, Susie 陪着 Tina 去为新家添购用品。她买了好多的东西。Susie 帮忙她提东西。Susie helps her carry them. Carry 就是提、搬或者是运送的这类动作。Tina 还要买一台微波炉。微波炉是 microwave. Tina still needs a microwave. 除此之外还需要一些刀子和汤匙。名词刀子是 knife. 这个字比较特别。第一个是它的字首 KN 的 K 不发音念成 knife. 第二就是它的复数要去掉字尾的 FE 加上 VES, 变成 KNIVES, knives.刀子是 knife, 那汤匙是 spoon. Tina also needs some knives and spoons. 他们逛街买东西真的是累惨了，好不容易回到 Jungle Cafe 可以休息一下。Susie 说 I need a comfortable chair. 我需要一张舒服的椅子。Chair 就是椅子。
Wow, I needed a lot of things.Now I have lots of shopping bags.
Yes, we are doing well. What else do you need, Tina?
I still need some knives, spoons, and a microwave.
Okay, well, let me carry those bags for you.
Oh, thank you, Susie. I'm getting tired. Ugh.
Come on, let's shop till we drop.
Whoa, did you see all the shopping bags that Tina is carrying? She bought a lot of things.
Well, she did need a lot of things for her apartment. I am glad she got what she needed.
Me too, but she still doesn't have everything she needs.
Oh yeah, what else does she still need?
Well, she needs, knives, spoons,and a microwave.
Oh, right. Those are important items. Spoons are very important.
Yes. So this hot summer weather is great for eating ice cream. And if she doesn't have a spoon, there's no ice cream.
Right. But it's not just ice cream we need spoons for. I like to eat soup at home, but I need a spoon to eat soup with.
Okay, so we definitely agree Tina should buy some spoons.
But does she really need knives?
Well, of course she needs knives. If Tina wants to cook in her apartment, she will need knives. You use knives for cutting things like vegetables and meat. You also use a knife to spread things like peanut butter on bread.
Good point. I guess a microwave isn't as important as knives and spoons, but it is a very useful thing to have. It's so much quicker to heat up your food in a microwave than on a stove.
I think Tina will be a lot happier with her apartment once she gets knives, spoons, and a microwave. They shouldn't stop shopping until they have those things.
I agree. Sounds like they are going to shop till they drop.
Hey, shop till we drop. This is something we say, and Christina wants to tell us about it. Let's go to her right now.
Tina 逛得很累，想放弃了。Susie 跟她说，别这样嘛。Let's shop till we drop. 我们来解释一下这个句子。Till, T-I-L-L, 是直到的意思。而动词 drop 原本是落下或下降，用在这里表示累到倒下或者是累到死掉。所以 let's shop till we drop 就是很幽默夸张的说，让我们逛到精疲力尽倒下来为止吧，有意思吧？你也可以用这样子的说法灵活的使用，比如 I'm not going to work till I drop， 我可不想做到死为止。或者你们去吃 all you can eat 的自助餐，大家兴奋地说 let's eat till we drop.
Thanks, Christina. You know, Tina has so many bags, it looks like she might drop.
Well, now Susie has them. She offered to carry them for Tina, but now Susie has all of the bags. I think they should have split them.If they both carry a couple bags, then no one has too many.
I agree they should share. But Susie seems happy to help, and Tina is tired.
I'm getting tired.
You are? Why are you tired, Pauline?
I'm getting tired, Peter. Is today's...
Calendar phrase!
I'm getting tired.
I'm getting tired.我觉得有点累。
Let's watch another movie.
I'm getting tired.
Let's play another game.
I'm getting tired.
Let's shop online.
I'm getting tired.
Let's watch another calendar phrase.
Calendar phrase? I'm never too tired for those.
I'm getting tired.
I'm getting tired. 我觉得有点累。
I get tired when I go shopping. It is tiring walking around for such a long time. And when you buy something...then you have to carry it with you.
It's a good thing they didn't buy a microwave first. I don't think they would want to carry that around with them all day.
Good point. That would be way too tight. But I do hope they find a microwave.
Well, let's check back to them first. It's time for a short break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.Hey, Pauline, do you have any favorite stores you like to shop at?
Well, yes. Actually, I really enjoy shopping at second-hand stores. Second-hand means the things being sold are not new. They have already been used, but they are still good. And I like it because it is cheap. And it is a form of recycling.
That's great. Well, Susie and Tina are finished with their shopping for the day. Let's see how they did.
Oh, I can't shop anymore.
I agree. Let's get coffee.
I need a comfortable chair, too.
Me too.
Well, we shopped till we dropped.
Are you going to order the drinks?
No, I can't stand up. I'm too tired.
Oh, Susie, don't be lazy.
Maybe Albert will come to us. Albert?
Wow, Susie and Tina really did shop till they dropped. They look very tired.
They sure do. But going to the Jungle Cafe was a good idea. That's a great place to sit down and rest after a long day. And sometimes coffee or tea can help with that when you're tired.
Oh, right. Did you hear Tina say, "Let's get coffee"? Sounds like we have another coffee drinker at the office.
Well, I think Susie is more interested in a comfortable chair than a drink. She is tired, and maybe her feet are hurting after walking around for so long.
Probably. It was really kind of Susie to spend so much time helping Tina shop. She even carried Tina's bags for her.
I know. Susie is really nice, but I think she is happy that they are all done shopping for the day. Now she and Tina can just sit, relax, and enjoy some drinks.
Well, maybe. They are so tired that they sat down and forgot to order their drinks.
That's why Tina asks, "Are you going to order the drinks?"
Oh, hey, Rebecca, are you going to teach us about that question?
Hello, friends. Today, I have a very special treat for you, a grammar point. If you want to ask someone if they are going to do something, you can use this grammar point. For example, are you going to have dinner with me? Or are you going to watch the basketball game on Saturday? Well, now it's up to you to use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. Friends, are you going to use it? I hope so. Peter, can you use our grammar point?
No problem, Pauline. How about, are you going to be at work tomorrow?
Of course I am. We are teaching together tomorrow.
That's right. Okay, well, now let's continue teaching about this lesson.
Okay, where were we? Oh, I know. Tina asked Susie, "Are you going to order the drinks?"
And Susie says no, she is not going to order the drinks.
What? Why not? Why did she go to the Jungle Cafe if she doesn't want a drink?
I think she wants a drink. She's just too tired to stand up and order a drink. But Tina thinks that is silly. She says, "Oh, Susie, don't be lazy."
Hey, that is the sentence pattern that Christina wants to teach us. Let's go to her now.
他们两个逛街回来都累惨了。Susie 说她太累了，不想站起来去点饮料。Tina 说 ,Oh, Susie, don't be lazy. 我们来看看 don't be lazy 这一句。我们在生活中常常对别人说别傻了 ,don't be silly, 别迟到了 ,don't be late, 或者是别害羞 ,don't be shy. 这些都可以用这种句型，因为 don't 是助动词。Silly, late,和 shy 都是形容词，所以一定要用加入指出状态的 be 动词，不然这个句子就没有动词了。再看两个例子 ，Don't be sad， 别难过了 ；Don't be afraid， 别害怕。
Thanks, Christina and friends. Don't be sad. Christina will be back another day. So we still have a lot of fun things to review today, right?
Hey, Peter, did Susie ever get up and order drinks?
No, but thankfully Albert was nice and came to them.
Albert is always so friendly and helpful. Oh, but now it's our turn to be helpful, Peter. Let's help our friends review our key words for today.
Here's the first keyword of the day. Carry. Carry. Don't worry, I can carry that for you.
Microwave. Microwave. You can make soup in the microwave.
Knife. Knife. Please get 4 knives from the kitchen.
Spoon. Spoon. Can Barney have a spoon for his soup?
Chair. Chair. There are 5 chairs around my table. Okay, friends, keep on practicing those key words. And now let's take a look back at our lessons one more time.
Wow, I needed a lot of things. Now I have lots of shopping bags.
Yes, we are doing well. What else do you need, Tina?
I still need some knives, spoons, and a microwave.
Okay, well, let me carry those bags for you.
Oh, thank you, Susie. I'm getting tired. Ooh.
Come on, let's shop till we drop.
Oh,
I can't shop anymore.
I agree. Let's get coffee.
I need a comfortable chair, too.
Me too.
Well, we shopped till we dropped.
Are you going to order the drinks?
No, I can't stand up. I'm too tired.
Oh, Susie, don't be lazy.
Maybe Albert will come to us. Albert?
Okay, Pauline, I have a memory game for you now.
Great! I like games. How do I play?
Okay, this is a picture of some things Tina bought for her kitchen. Look at this picture very carefully. I'm going to quiz you about this, and you can remember. See how many you can remember.
Okay, got it. Hey, look, Tina did get some spoons. That's great.
Yes, she did. But what are 2 other things that she bought? Can you remember now?
Oh, okay. Oh, she got colorful plates and bowls, too.
Colorful plates, bowls. Good job. Second question, was there an apron in the picture?
Oh, that thing you wear in the kitchen? No, there isn't an apron in the picture.
Right, true. Okay, how many mugs were there in the picture? Can you remember that?
Mugs, the cups people use for coffee, the ones with the handle. Oh, I don't remember. I know there is 1 in the picture. Maybe there is 1... more? No, I'm going to say 1.
No, sorry. You need to remember there was a white mug and 1 green one, but you did a good job.
Okay.
Well, friends, we hope you enjoyed that little game, but now it's time for a little chit-chat. Here's Jungle Chit-Chat.
Ooh, I love shopping, especially for toys and games.
I like shopping for laptops and cameras.
Shop till you drop.
I'm ready to drop. I'm tired.
Ah, me too. Let's go home.
Okay. But this is a lot of stuff to carry home.
Ah, and we're tired.
I know. Let's leave everything here and get it tomorrow.
Good idea. But Wait! I want to take my new game home.
Oh, and I want to take my new camera home.
Oh, and my new puzzle.
And my new watch.
And my banana socks.
And my new music player and my new,
No. We did it again.
We bought too much.
Oh, hello, friends. Welcome to Jack's File. Well, I was just making a list. What kind of a list? A shopping list. I need to buy a few things, so I'm writing them down, then I won't forget them. Do you like to shop? I do. It's a lot of fun. People go shopping to buy things that they need. There are many places to shop, and you shop at places that sell things you want. If you want to shop for food, you go to a supermarket, a farmer's market, or a street market. You can find good fruit, vegetables, and meat at those places. If you want to shop for clothes, you can go to a department store or a clothing store. You can also go to a discount store or a night market if you want to save money. If you're shopping for furniture, you can go to a furniture store. If you want to buy a lot of different things, you can go to a discount department store. They have almost everything. Some people, of course, also shop online. That is very convenient. But people still like to go to stores. Then they can see and touch what they are buying. Stores also often have sales. And everyone likes to save money when they shop. Okay, I'm ready to go shopping now. I have some cash and my credit card. I also have my list. I hope I can find everything on my list. And I hope I won't buy too many things that aren't on my list. Shopping is fun. I'll see you later, everyone. Join me next time on Jack's File.
Pauline, I hear there is a big sale at one of the department stores in town. Maybe you can go there and buy some things that you need for your apartment.
That's a good idea. Where is it?
Here, I'll send you the address with my smartphone. Oh, no. Where's my smartphone? Sorry, I'll have to send you the address in a little bit once I find my smartphone.